Good afternoon, Professor Pillinger. That's a fine new pair of gelding tongs you've got there.
Hello there, Miss Diane. No, that's the guidance system for our next Mars lander. Oh, Davy the blacksmith has been working with MIT on it for 2 years.
Why, that's splendid. How is the fundraising going?
Well, we raised 7 and 6 pence with a tombola at the village fete, and next week we're going to wheel Daisy out in the big field for a bit of bovine bingo. Could I interest you in a ticket?
Why not indeed? Put me down for Square E13 and let's hope Daisy's more accurate than Beagle 2, eh?
Oh, Miss Diane, oh, you are a one. You really are. Who's life up at the big house, then?
Well, not good. Sir Richard's still waiting for delivery of the Airbus A380 he ordered back in 2002. It's the only aircraft big enough to fly his entire brood of backstairs illegitimate offspring over to Necker Island for the summer, and he's pretty hacked off about the latest delay.
Well, he shouldn't be surprised if he's still waiting come lambing time. Mad Bob down at the mill has cancelled his order and says he's going for a Boeing Dreamliner instead.
I should think so too. Oh yes, the vicar asked me to mention New Element 118. He wondered if you had any suggestions as to a proper name. I mean, you can't call a synthetic element Unanoctium. It sounds like something opium-based you give overactive children. Perhaps we could honour a scientific luminary, someone who's not yet received the recognition he fully deserves for his selfless commitment to the advancement of human knowledge.
Well, Miss Diane, there is one man whose name immediately springs to mind.
Yes, of course. We'll call it Warwickonium. Well done, Professor Pillinger. Kevin will be pleased.